Shalmi Brachos, Daf Tzadik, continuing with the Gemara on Pei Tes Amid Beis. Gemara really sidetracks into the history of the famous or infamous grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's brought down because we just finished saying something from Rav Shimon Kamatria. He said, which we explained before, it's Shimon that the cabinet maker works with the makes Aronos, as the Mefarshim say. So they say something else about him that some other members that he said, particularly Nogea to the history of Moshe Rabbeinu's legacy. Says the Gemara, the pasuk in Tanakh, in Yeshua, in Shoftim, that this talks about this individual. So it's written, the Gemara says, but it says, Yehonasan ben Gershom ben Menashe, the Nun is Toli, the letter Nun in the word Menashe is hanging, which means it's not level equal to the other letters. It's a little bit above that, hangs a little bit above the other letters. And the message is, what's supposed to signify and teach us, that it can be read with the Nun or without the Nun. Why is it going to be read on both and either way? Which one is it? Is it Menashe or is it Moshe? You take out the letter Nun, it says Moshe. So the Gemara says that Imzacha ben Moshe, if he's going to go and do tshuva from his being over to Avodah Zarah, which we'll see in a moment, what he did, what made him become over to Avodah Zarah, he'll be then ben Moshe. He'll be Zocha to be called ben Moshe. Imla ben Menashe. And if not, he will be referred to as the ben Menashe. Menashe, of course, was Melech Yehuda, who was the worst king, Nogea to, was Makdas Arabim. He was Avodah Zarah. He spread Avodah Zarah throughout Eretz Israel, or at least throughout Yehuda. And there was an entire discussion in Tanakh as to what exactly happened to Menashe at the end. Some say Menashe did tshuva towards the end of his life. Others say he did not. But either way, it's the idea is that the Tanakh was trying to do was to Shoftim was written by Shmuel HaNavi, and Yonasan ben Gershom Menashe was alive, and it was a message to him that it's his choice, his bechirah. If he wants to stay with Avodah Zarah, he'll be referred to always for posterity as ben Menashe. And if he doesn't, he'll be able to go ahead and be referred to as ben Moshe. That will be his legacy. Also, the fact is that obviously the Torah wanted to hide the fact that somebody who could be an Oved Avodah Zarah could possibly be the antical of Moshe Rabbeinu, is a bizayon to Moshe Rabbeinu on some level, and therefore it also hides the fact that his name was Ben Moshe, and therefore writes Menashe with a nun, mentioning that it could be indicative of either way that it goes. This is the way the Marifulda learns the Gemara, and the nun to Menashe tulik ilu kasav chasan nun the nikros Moshe. You could read it with or without, and that's the lashon way we just explained. It would be the tully of whether it be closer to or not would be the determinant of how he would be remembered and how he would be quoted. Says the Gemara, what exactly happened to this fellow? The chaverim of Shmuel ben Nachman asked him a question. If he, this individual, Yonasan ben Gershom ben Menashe, was a priest of Avodah Zarah, is it possible that he had such a long life? We know to see that when it described how long he lived. He lived in a time even up through David HaMelech's time. And the how is it possible from the time of the Shoftim to live all the way through David HaMelech, which is, 1,000 years long. So how long is it possible that he can have such a long life, such an Arichas Yamim, if he was an Oved Avodah Zarah? That is the Gemara's the question that they asked him. So I'm alone, sir. Shmuel Menachman answered, because he had a derech how he was knowing his Avodah Zarah. And the way he did it was, he was very stingy with the Avodah Zarah. Basically, it was the way he was mavaz at the Avodah Zarah to some level. I said, what did he do? So what was the mitzvah? How was he stingy with Avodah Zarah? Excuse me. Havi banash osel mikrave tur. A person would come to him, he was the priest of Avodah Zarah, and he would say to him, you want to bring a carbon, you want to bring an ox or a sheep, and bring it to Avodah Zarah. The young lady would say to them, And he would tell him, "We bring it to you. Please go ahead, Matthias, appease the God. Go ahead and ask the God on our behalf that we should grant us whatever we want." Vamalei, and he would go ahead and answer these people. Mazumiluk, what purpose? What is this God doing for you? What benefit do you get out of doing this? Lo yiro, that's right, he doesn't hear, he doesn't see. Lechalashazi, to eat or drink. Lo mitiva, lo miriyav, lo mitaberes, he can't help you, he can't harm you, he can't do anything, he can't speak. Kizero, he can't do anything for you. It's doimim, it's nothing. Some lady, they would say to him, Nechayecho, manevit, I don't understand. By your life, what are you, you're in Elkanami. Manevit, so what should we do? We should ignore it? You're right, there's no point in doing it. It's a waste of time. They convinced them that this was an act of futility. So Mimela, they were saying to them, so therefore, what should we do? What's our game plan? If it's Taka doesn't help, so what should we do? Manavot, how are we going to serve this? What should we do with it? If it's not worth anything. So Marale said to them, so this Yonasan ben Gerish ben Menashe would say to them, and he told them, tell you, Avinat, this is what you should do. Aizel, go ahead, Mar says, and the go ahead and bring, Mar says, the again. So he would tell them, Aizel Ovid Vaisili Chad Pinach the Solas, go prepare for me a dish of white flour, Iskinaloyasurban, prepare 10 eggs for me, Vaskin Kumin, put it before the idol, before the Abu Zarachal, and go ahead, it'll bring elite whatever you bring. That'll be it. And if I look, and I'll appease him, and I'll on your behalf, I'll make sure that he does what you want. And I'll appease him. This is a perfect solution. Makivin the Azulay, as soon as the person would leave, Aviyokal, and he sat down and he ate the food himself. He took the food for himself. So he was obviously a person of low. Not only was a person who was involved in avodah zarah, was a person of immoral character, would steal from people. Now the question is, why didn't he tell if he didn't believe in the avodah zarah, as we'll see in a minute? So why didn't he just tell him that the whole thing's a joke? Why did he tell him to bring something else? Obviously, because this was his panasa, as Gemara is going to explain. And Memela, he couldn't, he would have no panasa if he would tell people not to come. They would be fired from his job. And therefore, that was not, and he needed to do this for his panasa, as the Gemara is going to explain. So therefore, but this is the hanoga that he had to do this. So we see that the Gemara says, so therefore, what happened? This was something he did. So he was a miler that he had. He was Zoch Arichas Yomim, because he got people, he turned people away from bringing Kabbonis Avodah Zarah. One day, a certain very smart person came to him, Bar Pachin. A person came to him, Bar Pachin. So the Penimosha learns that Bar Pachin Adam Reik Bagarua, a person who was low, below, good for nothing, Bagarua, a very bad person, a person with no morals or scruples, came to him, and he smelled something not right here. So what did he do? Pikeach, according to the Charedim, Bab Kachman said he was a pikeach. He was a wise person. So he realized that he was up to that. The Yonson was up to no good. So what did he do? Told him the same thing, and he gave him to go bring food. Amalei came, said, "Yes, told you to do the same thing. Go bring the food, and the Avodah Zarah will eat it, and I'll speak on your behalf." So Amalei, ain't a meal, but doesn't help. Amalei, what are you going to do? Amalei said to him, "Begin chai." So he said, when he saw what happened was, and he realized that he could tell him for the food, he said to him, "What are you doing? Why, if you think it doesn't do anything, and it's a waste of money and time to an effort to bring a carbon to it, then why are you doing this? What's your role here? Why are you Mavdaki? Why are you stating? Why are you serving as Avodah Zarah? Why are you the priest here?" So Malay, so Yonasan answered him, "Begin Chayai. I'm doing this for my Panasa. Really, I don't believe in it, but I'm doing this because of my Panasa. Mishvil Panasasi," says the Pnei Moshe. "I'm doing it because I need Panasa. I don't believe in it. And it's that's why I tell people not to bring out Karbonas to it. But Lamaisa, I have to, for my panasa, this is what I do. I make money. People obviously pay the money for being the priest, for servicing the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he would go ahead, and that's why he did this thing. That's why he went ahead. This was how he made money from eating the food. They didn't have to pay for it. Plus, they paid him, obviously, a service fee for going to the Avodah Zarah. Mara said, what happened? What happened with this person at the end? became Melech Shol Balvia. He went to sent for him. He was alive until time David HaMelech already. Amalei. David said to him, you're the grandchild of great Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Tzaddik. Not David Zar, you know, how is that possible? How could a person, the descendant of Moshe Rabbeinu, be over at Zar? So Amalei said to him, I have a Kabbalah Messiah for my grandfather, for Moshe. What did he say? Moshe Rabbeinu used to say, "Mocher atzmo kol avodah zarah, sell yourself to avodah zarah, but rather I'll sell to bios. Don't come beg for people money. I don't have any money to live. I need panasa." And Moshe Rabbeinu, my grandfather, like I said, better a person sell yourself to avodah zarah, even to perform service for avodah zarah, rather than going to ask people for tzedakah, for panasa. So the Melo, that's why I'm following my grandfather said. So I'm a lay. So he said to him, Chas v'shalom. David Melech said to him, you're mistaken. Chas v'shalom. Lo mekom. Moshe never would say something like that. What he meant to say, Mechatzmo l'vodashi zorlo. Go rather sell yourself into a kind of job that's not for you, that's zor to you. That's zachabios. Your person has a certain profession, a certain education, a certain ability to do certain things, but you can't find panasa in that job, in that field. You won't be able to take care of yourself. So Memela, he tells him, go find something as Zara, a different type of job, a different type of profession, so that you could, so you can go ahead, do even something else, just as long as you don't go to have to beg people for tzedakah. So he misunderstood Moshe. He thought Moshe said, therefore, metavod Zara itself, even that's better than going around being a beggar for tzedakah. But he said, that's not what Moshe meant. He never said avod Zara. He meant avoda that is Zara to you. Avoda that's Zara to you. That's forbidden work. That's something that work that you wouldn't do. So Mamela, therefore, no one should be a haughty or balgaivan if they say this is below me to do. This is not for me to do. It's too menial labor for me to do. No, you have to do everything you can to avoid having to go beg for tzedakah, to beg for people for money. So that's what he meant, Moshe. That's what Moshe already meant. And you misunderstood it, and you thought that even means to go sell yourself, to go to avodah zarah. This was the mistake that he made. So the Gemara says that the Malamaisa, the Mefarshim speak about it, the Rishonim, and in the Medrash you have several places, of course, to understand how this possibly thing could work. How is it possible that he can have this type of thing? The same stories in the Bavli, but not with David HaMelech, but with Shevet Dan, would ask him this question. And the question is, how is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu's anigal should taka be Oro Hazara? And that's the Medrash that says, and the first one speak about it, that when Yisroel, Medrash said that, Mechulta says that Moshe told he wanted to marry Tzipora. So Yisroel said he wanted to swear that his first son would be Avodah Zarah and the other sons would be for him. And Moshe agreed. Moshe agreed to that. And the idea was, of course, he agreed. Why would he agree to that? He never planned on it coming through. But he did. He swore to Yisroel, assuming that once he gets married and has children, Yisroel will allow him to do whatever he wants and to raise his children the proper way. So he didn't. But the fact that he swore and he made that, there had to be some coming out in a subsequent generation that Atak will be Avodah Zarah, and this is what happened here. So what did David Melech wanted to turn this fellow grandson of Moshe around? What did he do? Keep it to Avodah Zarah. David realized that he doesn't really care about Zara. He's not real about Zara. He mocks it. He doesn't believe in it. Whatever he did just for money. He does because he loves money. And if he loves money, that's why he wanted to. That's why he did about Zara, just to be able to take people's money. So Mela, when he saw that was the reason, he figured he'll try to take the Eitzar away from him of money. That's what he do. He put him on over his treasuries. He put him on to be in charge of his dukkas. The Kadid Ksiv, one of them says that he said to him that the Kadid Ksiv said in the Pasik, Shmuel ben Gershom ben Moshe Nagid al Otsos, that he was appointed as the officer in charge of the treasuries of David HaMelech. He made a wonderful salary, and now that he had all the access to all the treasures of Moshe, of David HaMelech, Mela, he took care of his need for money. And Mela, therefore, and it says this person, Shmuel ben Shekershim, was actually this person. It was Yonasan. Shmuel, of course, Shmuel to Shevel El Kibakol Kibel Kochel. It's referred to Shmuel because he returned to Akash Baruch with all his kayak. He dropped all the Avodah Zarah pretenses and went completely back, dedicated himself to Akash Baruch again. Shemamela, therefore, you see now he's called Ben Moshe, no longer Ben Menashe, because now he reverted back to Yonas and Ben Moshe, you see, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it became attached to him, that's why he was referred to his name, Shmuel ben Gerish Moshe Nogid Latzos. Nogid means the in charge of the treasuries. Gemara says, what happened to him later? Mesivan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman, he asked him a question, Ve'ekshtiva Yom Golos Ha'aretz. It says it lasted until the land was, Klaiso was into Golos, which means that that even after David HaMelech was Malchus Beis David was abolished and Klaiso was sent into Golos, caused the Golos and caught that Asur Malchus. Excuse me, took the Asur Shvatim into Golos. It says still he was still over about his Zara. So how could you say that he did tshuva and time of David HaMelech? So when it says Mashma, it says that Ashmuslu the Olam Ayikam Hashem. He was always serving above Zari. Eli Olam forever. He never went back. So how could you say that he made David? He did tshuva. The Gemara says what it means is I'm a lay. No. What happened was, Kolzman David was alive, it was fine. When David died, Amad Shalom Chilach Maklit and Shalom, Shalom Melech came and changed the people in charge of the ministers of the treasury. Now he had no money again, he lost his panas, he was back to Yitzhara for money. He went back to Vodazara. Except, Navi Echad Zakin Yoshib Bezkel, who was in Bezkel, Amrin Hu Havid is the same person from before, Gershon ben Moshe, Gershon ben Menashe, who was the end, returned back to the ways that he was originally, because he now no longer had the access to the money of David HaMelech to be able to fulfill his taiva, and for that reason he went back to that. So Gemara said, therefore, this was how he became again. How the Navi Dafka puts down the nun with a large nun for the fluctuation of his life from following, went back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, was Ben Moshe, then he went back to Avodah Zarah, who went back to be Ben Menashe, and that's why he was always great for eternity, will be posterity, will be remembered with the Ben Menashe, not mention Ben Moshe. Now, Lamai says, it's interesting, I said that with Leah, that Mar brings down, that there was that he was a person who had some kind of nevuah, was able to have some kind of Ruach HaKodesh, he was considered Navi Sheker. So, in spite of his greatness, in spite of all that he did, he still had that ability to become great enough on some level that he was able to connect with Avodah Zarah on some level. Yes. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, "Back to me. Oh, he's coming, coming, coming." The person sees the sun, beginning of the cycle. Says the Levana b'Tukavaso, the moon at the beginning of its cycle. Veserakia b'Tiharo, or the sky in its full clarity, which we'll see in a minute what that means. Now we're talking about here. Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean the sun setting every day. It means when the sun, not only even once a year, when the sun does its circling of the earth, but rather every 28 years, you see the Mefarshim that go into great detail as to the cycle of the sun. Every 28 years, it gets back on the circle of the same day and the same hour that it was done of Rabbias HaOlam. It's the same, it takes full 28 years to go back, that it would be the complete cycle of. It would come out on the same day, in the same week, in the same hour, when it came out in the time of Bias Olam, and that's when you make the bracha, what we call Bracha Sachama. There's a Levanim B'Tekofos, the bracha Levanim B'Tekofos, which we see the bracha of Mekadosh Kedoshim, which we'll see, we mention every Rosh Chodesh, and we'll see every Kiddush Levana, we'll see the Nusach of that bracha coming up very clearly, very soon what that means. And when I say, I see the sky in clarity, what does that mean? It means that you see no sky, completely a clear sky. There's a bracha to make there as well. What bracha osam ma'isa bracha osam bereishis. Osam bracha osam is what we say, bracha osam ma'isa bereishis, is the way that we say it. We don't really make this bracha when it's a clear sky. It's something that we don't do. We do make the bracha on the levana, but we do not make the bracha osam ma'isa bereishis. We make the bracha of, as we mentioned, Kaddish Kadashim, which we'll see, and the bracha of the bracha that we make as well, and the bracha that we make in Berachas Hakam is also a different nusach bracha that we make, even though the Mishnah Berurah discusses the reason why we don't have the nusach of the bracha, the Gemara seems to say, yeah, make the bracha of Asamayis Rachel, we have a different bracha, that bracha has changed. Gemara says, that we said in the Brayis of Yosak Shem Levad, that we say when you see the sky, Mar says it's only when it's clear, only Beir Sakshomen, only when it's raining. In the winter season, after 3 days and it's complete rain, and then all the things move away, then that's a Siman Bracha. So you have in other words, when it's dry season, when it's there's no rain in Eretz Yisrael, the summer season, so then there's no Bracha, because it's the way it always is. There's no clouds in the sky, it's clear. But in the rainy season, when it rains 3 days straight, the Gemara says, and then the clouds will remove and it's now a clear sky, that means it's cleared up, the sky is removal, it's a change of the status of the sky, of the cloud. The Akash Noshe Ruach Tzvonos comes a north wind and makes it into a clear sky after 3 days of heavy rain. That's what the Gemara says, is where you make the brachos maybe. That's where you see the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of being able to see the clearness of the sky. So you shouldn't see the light. What does that mean? It means Dafka, when it comes and it's moved away, that is when we say Lo Niro, now there's no light. In other words, you haven't seen the light. Until that point it was clouded, you couldn't see it. And now came the north wind and removed it, the clouds, and now you could see it, the light of the sky. So now is the time that we go ahead and make this bracha. It's the only time that Gemara says you do make this bracha. We say you see the moon in its Lekadusha and its Makadish, what do? But Makadish Kadashim. We say Makadish Kadashim. We say the bracha of Makadish Kadashim of the new month. Heikun, until when? When do we consider that it's new that you can say to Makadish Kadashim? Until when? Until when is the time that you can say that? So the Gemara has a machlokes. Until you see the half of the shape of the moon is visible, which means in the first 15 days, the first quarter of the month, is the time that you go ahead and make the bracha. Until it's complete, the moon is the begima, the deficiency of the moon is now made whole. It's when it's complete, that's when you make the bracha. But the kisuyamin or abundant from kisuyat albas yom until 14 days is when the end of 14 days is when we say that is the zman we say tamale begimasa, that it's complete. And that's what we do today. We have no way to say this bracha. We don't make it to say when it's the full moon. We make the bracha in the beginning of the month, usually not in the first few days. But Malach B'Gemasa is until the end of the 14th day, beginning of the 15th day, is the time that we would say the bracha of the new moon. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yisrael Rabin. The Gemara says, you should know this is correct. Because until the 14 days of that person was able to make the bracha, you have to make the bracha, and after 14 days, until that, you only make it until that time. But you should make it within the 14 days is the time to do so, not to wait till the end. After that, you can't do it, but it should be done within the first 14 days of the month that we divide up the month into days, into 29 and a quarter days. We divide up the month, so this is, we make it into the 14th day, is when it's, we consider it the time that we prepared to make the bracha. So Gemara said, when bracha? When do we make the bracha? When Makash Kadashim, when Tefillah. The Gabi, the Tefillah we make on Rosh Kodesh, Rosh Kodesh, Makash Yisrael, Rosh Kodesh. We say the bracha, Makash Yisrael, Makadesh Kodeshim. Because Klal Yisrael is the one that does it. It's not done by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, Makadosh Yisrael, Makadosh Yisrael, but Rosh Hashanah. They're the ones who create when the new moon is. So that's the proper thing. Proper phase is not Makadosh Kadoshim, but the proper thing, according to him, it's not Makadosh for Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, what's the Makos? Shmuel Lama Tzarek Lama Vasiyenu. We say Asiyenu. Just like we say in the Musaf of Yom Tov, we say in Rosh Chodesh as well, Asiyenu. Rav said, no, Tzarek Lahaskir, that's Zman. You have to mention the Zman. You have to mention the Zman of Rosh Chodesh. You made a Kadosh Yisrael Bazmanim. We don't mention the, like Asiyenu, that's not the bracha that we mentioned, that we mentioned on Yom Tov. But the bracha that we mentioned is the bracha of Makadesh Azman, Makadesh Yisrael Bazmanim, because that's the Zman that Kleisol has the ability to go ahead to make the Zman. So if we make, that's the tefillah that we say. So Gemara says, the Tanah Roshia, Hariloso, Samadim, Yom HaShanah. That we say that Pasik, it should be for a sign for Yom Tov and for the Yom HaShanah. So you see that the same thing we make for Rosh Chodesh, the same thing we make on Yom Tovim, the same Nusach HaBracha, Asiyenu, would apply here as well. Gemara is saying that. Gemara has a question what the Nusach of the Bracha is. Ha'ivah ben Abri, the person goes between graves. Gemara says, Ma'alam, what do you say about Simachaya Mason? Simachaya Mason. They walk between the graves, and the person is able to continue to walk through, and he's not, you're not standing, you're just passing by, and you see it there, so the fact that you're alive, you're able to do it, and you see the difference between someone who's buried and someone who's not, so mele, that halacha, as you say, the bracha of Mechaya Mason. And this is a question, halacha, whether we do this with this one grave, or this graveyard, we say the bracha for Mechaya Mason, Mercy, what's the din of chamisha oven? Al yodeh masapkim yodilus. A person who knows how many you wash it. Awaken you, yikalos ha'ofer mikol v'neichem, brachat Hashem ha'chayam esam. A much lengthier bracha. Person b'vesa kvaros, you say a much lengthier bracha. Again, same ideas that you're talking about a person being mechayam esam on a person. Another final option. Asher yotzas kamar b'din, kukal samadin, silkal samadin, rasa lakas b'din, yodeh masapkim yikalos ha'ofer v'neichem, brach mechayam esam. A much lengthier bracha is a person who goes ahead. We make these brachas, those who bury the person, people involved in burying the person. We say this bracha when we're doing the taira, the kavura. We prepare this. It's a bracha that we say that the person, Mechayim Esim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this person is died now. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises the bracha of Mechayim Esim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have resurrection, Tchiyas HaMesim. And we say that bracha in order to be able that the person should hear, the neshama should hear, that he should be roi, be machazik himself, and be roi to know that he'd be able to come back and to kiyas hamesim. So we say that bracha is a chizuk for him, a chizuk for all those who will listen. Ma'adu diyamim says Mesi Yisrael. That's only talking about the Mesi Yisrael. Mesi Yumas Olam, when you pass it by the basic verse of Goyim, Bush Eskam, we own. Your mother is ashamed, the one who here disgraced you, which means that because they obeyed Avodah Zarah, there's no pride, we don't talk about, there's no Tchiyas HaMesim. If anything, it's a bizayon that they went and they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them into the world and they were obeyed Avodah Zarah. A person sees a rainbow in the cloud. You say Zokar Abris. You say Nemah Bebriso, because the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made by that after the marble, the rainbow was a siman. He's not going to destroy the world again after the marble. So Mela, therefore, it's a brachah we say for the Kiyam Olam, Zokar Abris. Mara says, the entire lifetime of Shem Ha'echai, a Kesher has never appeared. Kesher is a sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, and therefore it says that that there was no need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that wasn't angry. The entire generation was protected by Shem Ha'echai, and therefore there was never need for a rainbow. Mara says, I used to say, Bika, with valley and valley, the smaller dinner is up, become filled with gold. The Nar Vaisam as well, become filled. Talking about the greatness of Hashem Ha'echai, not only does it say that no keshes came in his lifetime because of his chus, so too also something else about him. He said, describes a story about him that he saw that there were people, one of his students was traveling, became a wealthy person, the other students wanted to follow, which means they're all going to leave a life of Torah. So what do? He told them, come in the valley full of gold coins, it should be filled, and they should have to have whatever they want. They wouldn't have to go, they'd be able to learn. So Mara says, and they're able to go. So what happened? Mara says, he said, because Mali Dinara. So did they take it? So Medra says that they didn't take it. Because Mara says, when they saw that they can take it, that it would take away from Olam Haba to take it now, so therefore none of them took anything. I see people in this world, they're very few, and they're Olam Haba. If they're 30, I am my son, with them. And if you're only two, I am my son, amongst those two. So we say to all those, everybody has a chel in Olam Haba. So what's the pshar of Shemayah Chai says there's nobody here, nobody with that? The answer is that we're talking about who are great levels. Not everyone is zeichet to a basic keilat Olam Haba, but the high levels that the Chafetz Chaim used to explain with the mashal. A person, he has a Yerusha, and one works on his field, and it becomes productive and grows all kinds of things that he could sell and he could live off. And the other one didn't do anything, let it rot. So he still owns a field, but it's all weeds and there's nothing to it. So too, he says, a person, everyone has a keilat Olam Haba, but if you don't make anything of it, it's nothing. But if you make something of it, it's a person that goes higher and higher, to reach a level that you come to a high level where you can become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be in his presence. That's only for special people. Let Avram Avinu come to all those who live from his time until my time, and go ahead and be there as an advocate for them to make sure that they should be able to be zoka, that they should be able to go to Olam Haba. Until my time, after me, then I will take care of all of them. And I will take it for myself until the end of all the generations. So Avram should do the first part, until me, when I wasn't around to intercede on behalf of the people. But after me, until Mashiach comes, it'll be me. In other words, I'll be able to go in and pull all the people, the Rishayim, and allow them to be Zoka to a Olam Haba, to be able to come close, if they come close, through my tefilos, my schusim, on behalf of them, they'll be able to go ahead and become close like others, brother. And Lord, Gemara says, and if this is done, Gemara says, say Yitzhar Bakiva Shalom, even if you have Yitzhar Shalom with me, and I'm a Kaab Kolom, I'll go ahead the entire nation. In other words, what does it say? And if there's not enough. In other words, if the merit of Avraham Avinu doesn't help, then Avraham is not going to do it together with me, then I'll take Akia Shiloni with me, and I'll the entire nation. In other words, if Avraham Avinu won't stand instead and support all the people until my time, the beginning of his time until now, Klai Yisrael, and he doesn't want to, he can't, then I will go ahead and do that from there. I will be there standing from all the way to the beginning of Avraham Avinu's time through today. I'll be able to go ahead and stand and able to do that for everybody else. Gemara says that they would be able together, and with Achia Shiloni, be able together to sustain the entire world with our skusim that we have, the levels that we had, the rizoka to be able to go ahead and to take care of all the suffering that we had, be a kapara for the entire Tzibur, for the entire Klai Yisrael, even up until the Tzman of Mashiach. Gemara says, the continues, when Hashem Abbasuros, I'm grateful, and I'm good news, you say, Baruch Tov HaMeit. You say, Akash Baruch Tov HaMeit, Ma'asav Kamar Ha'asmach HaBasuros Tov HaShem. What do you have to say, Baruch of something good, Basuros Tov HaShem? What's the connection to two? Cold water on a person that's weak, that's tired, when it says it's considered a good news from a faraway land. In other words, they're together because they're both wonderful things for a person. Both of them are machazek a person, and therefore both of them are. It's like a rain is a bracha, like there are other brachas also, but this particular bracha is so valuable that it's just like a person gets good news that it's machazek a person. So too, it's machazek a person here as well, and be able to get they have a connection between the two. How much does this person come to be able to make the bracha? Beginning it has to be, there will be enough to go ahead and go into the ground and water the ground. That's the first period of rainfall. Should be able to do that, to penetrate the ground. If the ground gets wet, the ground's not dry anymore, so things start to take root. But soak there, and afterwards, until the entire thing is surface, the top of the ground's wet, the water didn't just go onto the in below the surface and allow things to start growing inside, but rather the entire ground is wet. And that's the that's a bracha. Now the entire ground will be able to grow quicker and better and moist the entire ground. That's when we make the bracha of a tomato, because this would be the ultimate in the brachas of Geshem. At the end, it should be enough that the earthenware lid of a barrel will cause it to break. There's so much rain that it will cause it there'll be so much rain that there will be a they're talking about the case where it's the rain will dissolve it, because it'll soak it together with so much rain, it'll soak it, it'll dissolve it into the barrel. And Mela, therefore, it would be, that's a much more a significant amount of rain to be considered the level for the brachas. Magufa Nushers, there's a thing, a lid that is soaked and then dissolves. What does that mean? It's made of fire, it's made, there's a thing, the barrels are impenetrable, it's supposed to make sure that nothing gets in. So what does it mean when water goes in, it's dissolved? It doesn't make sense to Matthias. You look at it as if there's enough water that hit it, enough rainwater, as if it's soaked in water. Even though, of course, it doesn't ruin it, it doesn't dissolve it, but it would be enough that if it would dissolve, it would work. Beginning is enough to go into the ground. In the end, even if it's a little amount, as small as amount, it doesn't have to be enough to soak. It doesn't have to be enough to consider as if it washes out the barrel and then disintegrates, or the ground gets soaking wet. Even just a little bit alone is enough to be considered a bracha because keshamim, enough to warrant a bracha to be made for the Shema Tova Meitiv. We'll continue discussing the bracha when there's a tainus on the rain, and then the rain starts, when the tainus is mafsik, and when you start with the bracha. And I'm going to be able to continue with this tomorrow.